Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
Hey, Michelle, don't you have a long-distance relationship going on right now?
I do.
Oh, you do. Okay, we're going to be doing some sharing, ladies. Okay, it's sharing time because, you know, right now we're going to talk about relationships and does distance make the heart grow fonder? And we have relationship coach Renata Perez from her website, whatittakes.com. And Renata, first, welcome to Her Radio. And let's just get right to it. Does distance make the heart grow fonder?
Hi, ladies. Hi, Michelle. Hi, Pam. Well, hello. So there was a study published in the summer of 2013 and recently publicized that says that couples in long-distance relationships are actually happier and show more satisfaction. And so on paper, I think distance does make the heart grow fonder because I think what's eliminated is a lot of the sort of annoying things that happen in everyday life when you have a long-distance relationship. You have the opportunity to communicate more, and you have the opportunity to show the best of yourself to your partner. In reality, though, I think the longevity of long-distance relationships is questionable.
That's what I was going to ask. How, you know, can you have a long-distance relationship and keep it going for any length of time?
Well, I think it depends on how much you actually see each other. So if you have a long-distance relationship, but you make sure that you're seeing each other, let's say every other weekend you're spending together, or maybe every weekend somehow you're spending together, and people will do this. Often they'll fly wherever the other person is. Then I think you can keep it going as long as you have enough physical contact. And if there is an end point at some point, you know, if you're together for a year, but you know that if you keep going, eventually you're going to be living in the same place. I think it does work to a certain extent. But what couples have to realize is what's happening long distance does not make up for what happens in person, because who we are on the phone and on Skype is the best version of ourselves, and that's not who we end up being in the relationship in real time. We end up being sometimes the worst version of ourselves. So couples who are in a long-distance relationship need to be aware that when they are going to be in the same space, they will be in transition and in getting to know each other time.
It would seem to me that if one person in the relationship had an issue with abandonment, you know what I'm saying? You know, just had some issues where they need to have a lot of face time with the other person, that kind of person would not do well in a long-distance relationship. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like it would take two people who are pretty well differentiated, pretty mature, to be able to withstand something like that. If one person's too needy, I don't know. What do you think, Renata?
Well, I think it's an interesting point. I don't think it's always the case. I think, in fact, sometimes when somebody is really needy, they will feel better in a long-distance relationship, because in a long-distance relationship, their partner can provide what seems like a lot of intimacy and support and contact and affection. See, it doesn't cost someone a whole lot emotionally to send a sweet text or to get on the phone and be gushy. It's a whole different experience to stand in front of a person and to be that gushy and to be that open and vulnerable. So what I find in my practice is many times when people are in long-distance relationships, it's because they're a little bit afraid of intimacy, and that that space allows them to be to look like they're more intimate than they're actually comfortable with.
Michelle.
That's perfect to say.
Come on, how true is it for you, Michelle?
I would have to, for me, because, you know, like you, Pam, we are traveling all the time, right? So I'm not home very much. So it allows me to really have my life and, you know, for him to have his life and for us to have our lives, you know, our lives together. And we try to see each other as often as we can. But it, you know, there is that sense of belongingness when you have somebody who you can share things with in person, day in, day out, and you know that they're always going to be there for you when you come home. I mean, it's, you know, it's like coming home to an empty house isn't so much fun all the time. So I think there's something to be said about both things. But for me, because I'm so busy traveling and doing so much with the company, with Empower, that, you know, I don't really have the time to devote to a full-time relationship. And so maybe that's why this long-distance relationship works for me. And, you know, they always say geographically undesirable. Well, I'm, you know, I kind of like that GUD program.
Oh, that's interesting. I mean, I really find that kind of fascinating. I'm kind of hung up on this whole issue of, you know, when you're on the phone and you're Skyping, you're kind of best person. But what happens when you actually have to wake up with this person and you've got
exactly.
No makeup, you've got bad hair in the morning, and you're scary, basically. I mean, you're terrifying, maybe horrifying. I don't know. And Renata, I mean, I'm thinking of all this. You know, you have the excitement and intimacy, almost like you're having an affair. I mean, it's like you're
exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's that all like
all
I'm gonna
good.
Get all dressed up and get my makeup on, do the hair thing, and then it's all good. But otherwise, it's like the no makeup, bad hair thing. I mean, help me work through this. I mean, the long distance thing sounding better all the time.
Well, it is. I mean, there is that energy that is very much like having an affair, because you sort of get to have this isolated, you know, no bad experiences, only good experiences. And anyone can be on their best behavior for a weekend, even if that weekend is, you know, every other weekend, right? And it's not that people hide their worst. It's just that when you're not in each other's lives day in, day out, you there's just parts of you your partner will never see. So it works for some people, for people who are busy, for people who, for whatever reason, have gotten hurt very many, you know, many times, for people who are a little bit afraid of being too close or their person, the other person taking over their lives. Long distance relationships are perfect.
If you
want a deep, intimate connection, at some point there needs to be enough FaceTime to be in each other's lives for real.
And then do you ever have the conversation with them when you're dating long distance that you're just dating one another, Renata? What do you do with that?
You mean asking them if there are other people in their lives that
exactly.
are...
Exactly.
Right. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Hopefully the person you're dating has integrity and is trustworthy, and that question is always a question in every relationship. Hopefully we have enough gut sense to date people who live in integrity and are trustworthy. And that has to do with, you know, how in tune are we with ourselves and our intuition, and how good are we picking relationship partners.
You know, I'm thinking, going back to, you know, the original question, does distance make the heart grow fonder? So this study basically that you quoted, just coming back, basically says that, yeah, you know, you don't have to deal with the annoying things, that you can put the best person on. But in the best of all worlds, you're winding down to a place where you can both be together and establish that deeper connection. And really appreciate your insights and your wisdom, Renata, relationship expert Renata Perries. And her website is whatittakes.com.
Renata, thank you so much. We have so enjoyed being here with you today. And I think intimacy is huge, and it's a big part of what we need to look at in all of our relationships. So you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD, and empower.com/herchat2 to view upcoming chat topics. Stay well.